When I first started coaching youth sports, I was a coach for a recreational team here in Manhattan. And I was given a list at the beginning of the summer of 12 or so 10 and 11-year-old girls and boys, and we're given 3 weeks to mold them into a mean, leaning fighting machine. Hi, this is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President for Student Affairs at Kansas State University, where I served a variety of capacities, but mostly working with students and families. This podcast addresses our interest of wanting to be more authentic, more real, more sincere in our daily lives. And the very first night in the city park, 6:30, and players are all in their uniforms, all lined up, taking hitting practice. And I go to home plate to see who's going to bat first. And the opposing coach, she picks heads, and the umpire throws the coin in the air, and it becomes heads, and that means she's going to decide whether she's going to bat first or not. In recreation ball, you want to bat first. So her team is going to bat first, and I go ahead and place my 9 players in the field for every first game. And before I really got a chance to catch my breath, we were down 10-0. So our very first game for our summer program, we're down 10-0, and we finally get the third out. And my team just kind of stands in the field, and I run out to first base line, and I bring them all into a huddle. I said, "Now, gang, we're down 10-0. I'll tell you what I'd like to have you do." And one little rugrat said, I know, Coach. I know what you want us to do. You want us to get them all back." I said, "No, I don't want you to get them all back. What I want you to do is think about what we've done in practice. Each one of you hit the ball that I pitched, and my arm is so sore from throwing balls to you, I can't even lift it over my shoulder." And I waited for every single one of them, 10, 11-year-olds, to nod their heads that they, in fact, had hit the ball, had been successful in practice. And I said, "Look at Joey out there. He's pitching. He pitches slower than I pitched in practice. You ought to be able to hit him. All I want you to do is go out there and do what you did in practice. Let's hit the ball and run really fast to first base. And let's try to score some runs. That's all I want you to do." So we huddled up with a big go, and they got in the dugout, and we hit the ball. We got on base. We had some success. We scored 3 runs that inning. And we got done with that inning. I got them all together. We had a group meeting out there by first base, and I said, "Great job, you did it, you scored 3 runs." And I turned to Paul, who had given up those 10 runs, and I said, "Paul, you won't be pitching again. No, Jill's gonna pitch, and I don't care who your father is, your mother, Jill's gonna pitch. And Jill, what I want you to do is throw strikes. And when you're in the field, I wanna make sure that every player knows the ball's gonna be hit to them, be ready for it. And let's try to hold them to no runs." So I put them all in their positions, and I went to the dugout, and I went and got on one knee to pray a little bit, and we were successful. We had they got a hit, but we got the third out, and they at least like they started, and when the third out was called, they started moving toward the dugout. I got them back in the huddle. I said, "Great job! You held them to no runs," and I said, "Look, they still have Joey out there on the mound. He's pitching, and he pitched that first inning. You hit him, you ought to be able to hit him again." So I said, let's do the same thing. Let's hit the ball like we did the first inning, and we didn't practice. Got a big go in the huddle, and they went to their get their bats and get ready to go. Well, that inning we scored 5 runs. I mean, it was exciting. I had players with their helmets and gloves on top of the dugout. I had parents in the stands high-fiving each other. We had some success. And in that moment, I realized we were defining our success. We didn't let the score define what we wanted to do. We went one pitch at a time. We took a breath. We talked about our success and what had been good for us in the past to project the future, in terms of future success. Now, I'd like to end my story by telling you that we won the game. We didn't. We tied 10-10, which is not bad when you think about where it was at the beginning of our first inning of our very first at-bat. My point is, put yourself in a position where you define your success. That it's important that you listen to the voices inside you and what's worked for you in the past, and you have expectations that are realistic but with effort.